are dictation for Mr. William Wilson, W-I-L-L-I-A-M, W-I-L-S-O-N. Date of birth is 4/27/1976. Date of accident is 5/19/2022. Date of service is 8/15/2022. Mr. William Wilson is a alleged victim of a automobile accident. As a driver, he was T-boned on a driver's side, leading to headaches and symptoms of TBI initially. As reported, dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, loss of equilibrium, forgetfulness, loss of concentration, spots in the vision, as well as he started having pain in the neck and the left side of the shoulder as the main issues, with the numbness and tingling of the left fourth finger. The patient has been followed up and has been seen. The MRIs detected a herniated disc at C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, and C6-7. Along with this, the patient reported was found to have a bulging disc at L4, L5, and L5-S1 with the hypertrophy of the ligamentum flavum and bilateral facet joint arthropathy. The patient has been advised to receive lumbar epidural steroid injection and cervical epidural steroid injection. The pain in the neck and the lower back remains around 8 to 10, and also in the left shoulder. He is able to lift his arm up to 120 degrees. There is a finding of full thickness tear of entire supraspinatus, infraspinatus tendon, and severe tendinosis of the remaining tendon, along with effusion of the shoulder joint. There is a subcoracoid bursal effusion also noted. The patient is aware of all these findings, and currently the pain level is from 7 to 10 in these areas, and ADLs are affected 9. Patient reports no improvement in the pain level and is suffering. He is unable to do his daily work or daily duties. In the ADLs, patient has reported specifically general activity, work, and sleep are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. System review, the patient reports of in neurology and psych severe headaches along with difficulty sleeping, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, poor work performance. Patient denies any dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, fainting, blackout, loss of memory, anxiety, depression, lack of focus, lack of concentration. In the pain and numbness, patient reports shoulder stiffness of the left shoulder and pain in the left shoulder, along with neck pain, mid-back pain, upper back pain, lower back pain, and denies any radiation to the lower extremities. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or blood in the stool, trouble swelling. In the GI, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. Last 30 days, patient reports that he has too much pain, and the pain has worsened, and it awakes him from sleep. And last 30 days, patient has no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Tylenol with codeine. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regime. Physical examination, the blood pressure is found to be 111/74, pulse is 71, pulse ox 98. The rest of the physical examinations came from the previous visit of 7/12/2022. Dictation number is 0712-063. Plan of care is to continue the physical therapy 3 times per week, focusing on the neck, lower back, shoulder, traction massage, aquatherapy. Patient is advised about yoga, exercise at home, and stretching and traction of the spine. Patient is advised regarding to continue have a work disability, housework replacement, and attended care of 4 hours, 7 days is ordered to help in a transportation. Patient is being referred to orthopedic surgery for Dr. Gary Gilliard to have a consultation regarding the possibility of doing surgery for his left shoulder. Due to a complete tear of the rotator cuff, he may require a surgical consultation, and patient is ready for surgery as he is unable to lift his arm. He is provided with medications. Narcosetan over 325 to 12 hours for 30 days, 60 tablets for pain relief. He is also provided with Mobic 7.5 twice a day, 60 tablets, Xenoflex 4 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, Gabapentin 600 milligram twice a day for headaches and radiculopathy, Acifex 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection, Ambien 5 milligram for He is also advised to have an injection to the rotator cuff muscles and to intra-articular shoulder injection based on the MRI findings. The patient agrees and approves and signs the consent for that. His maps were reviewed, legs were reviewed, and the patient is in compliance. Thank you.